And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to be with us. What a day, huh? This may be the nicest day we have until next April. It probably will be, as a matter of fact. We're already well up into the 50s. Lots of sunshine. It's good stuff. It's going to turn sharply colder by Thanksgiving, but we'll worry about that in a couple of days. Hey, coming up on the program today, a little bit later, we're going to be chatting with John Paul. John's the executive director of the Butler Transit Authority. I want to check with him on some of the newer things, like the commuter service to and from Pittsburgh. And also, they're going to be stuffing the bus, the Santa bus, coming up this weekend. So we'll get the details on that from John Paul a little bit later. But first, we have several members of the staff and cast of the upcoming Butler Little Theater show that opens this weekend. Casey Bowser's here. He's directing the show. Casey, what's the name of the show?
The show is called The Language Archive by Julia Cho.
Also with us are two members of the cast, people that I just met here a few minutes ago when I came into the studio. Dennis and Nedra Casey, longtime friends and associates, and we've actually done quite a few shows together over the years. Dennis, Nedra, good to see you. Nice to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Nice to see you, Dave.
When I saw the playbill come out for the Little Theater this summer, back in June, when they announced the shows for the coming season, I saw the Language Archive, and I have not heard of it before. It could be that I've been living under a rock, or Casey, this is not a play that's done a great deal, huh?
No, your reaction was probably the normal reaction of basically everybody who saw the marquee. The show is not widely produced, and it's because it's hard. I mean, it's a hard show to produce. It's a hard show to act in, but I find it to be delightful. I really like the concepts that the author puts forth here. I think she lays out a very nice blueprint on connection and connecting with your spouse, connecting with coworkers, and that's a theme that resonated with me when I read the play.
I saw in the little theater publicity that they listed it as an offbeat comedy. I guess one of those shows that's a little bit hard to categorize, right? A little bit hard to generalize.
It is. I think that's very fair. I think it's a bit puzzle-like. There's a lot of little scenes. The play moves at a pretty good pace. It has a cast of characters. There's only five members in the cast, but the cast of characters goes beyond that, and that is because both Dennis and Nedra wear different hats, both literally and figuratively, in the show.
So you're playing multiple roles. Have you done that before, Dennis?
Well, I have, but let's not so quickly reject the premise that Dave Mullarkey lives under a rock. Because, I mean, we just kind of breezed right past that.
You're right. I should have given that more time and more consideration.
Yeah. But, yeah, Nedra and I do play multiple roles in this show, and with varying degrees of success. But Casey has given us a challenge, and we're doing our level best to rise to it. And the audience will have to judge for themselves how much success we've managed.
It's not unheard of, even back in Shakespeare's day. It was quite common for actors to play multiple roles.
Well, Dennis is underselling what he's doing. Both he and Nedra are doing a fantastic job, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate what they're doing and what they're bringing.
Now, as I understand it, one of the basic premises of the show is the fact that languages, even rare languages around the world, are dying out. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you're right on. The play centers around a character by the name of George, played by Phil Ball. sure if you've been to the Little Theater, you've heard Phil's name before. And George is a linguist, and he is tasked with capturing ancient languages that are dying out. And his next project is our characters Reston and Alta, and they speak a language called it's a fictional language called Eloe. And both of those characters again are played by Dennis and Nedra.
Mm-hmm. And you, as I understand it, Nedra, are called in to come to the United States to, I don't know, consult or meet with this George guy?
Well, we are the last speakers of Eloe.
Oh, okay.
So it is rare for the linguist George to come upon people who actually still speak this language. And he's real excited because we're married. So usually it's just one lone person, you know, who's 110, who's like, you know, and we can actually record our language, our conversations. But there's a hitch because we aren't happy with each other. And until we become happy with each other, we can't really record our language, which frustrates George.
And what's the language, the dying language that you speak?
Eloean. I call it Eloean because we're from Eloe.
Nedra and I, your audience will be pleased to hear, Nedra and I have had 43 wonderful years together out of 45. So now I will tell you that that's a good ratio, I would point out.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. We, and the 2 years, they're just individual days. We didn't have any bad years, and most of those bad days were primarily my fault.
And that's why I keep him.
Yeah, it's because I admit that. But anyway, so these folks were just having some rocky days. That's we're dealing with that.
So they speak a fictional language. I assume this is a fictional country as well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Rest in Luende, Mir Neglasela. Those are
there's a lot of that kind of crap in the show.
Didn't understand a word you said.
Yeah. No, do we
know what part of the world they come from when they come to New York?
It's just we have no idea. I mean, they took a plane. It was a long plane ride. I'm featuring sort of over in the European.
Yeah, I think if you took a dart and just threw it at the map, wherever that dart would stick on that map, that's where.
Like Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, Ukrainian.
Yeah. I see villages. Yeah. I see goats. Yeah, that's what I see when I close my eyes and I see
Hungary.
Alta and Reston. Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you look like you come from wilds of the Czech Republic or something?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, we are very, you'll be surprised when you see us come out on stage.
One of the big benefits of this production is we have the 27 Yankees of life members that are involved in this show. I mean, if you look at people who have been involved at this little theater for the 80 years, and it's the life members there, I mean, we have Dennis Nedra, obviously. We have Becky Plymel. We have Chris Baer. We have Sue Collar. We have probably people that I'm forgetting. Marge Bankard was the one, because that was the one that cued me to this. She was the one who put together the costumes. So it is an all-star lineup of folks who have been involved at the theater for a very long time, lending their specific talents. And they've been all in on this process. And that is something that I would be remiss if I didn't mention on air. It's something that I have really appreciated is everybody's buy-in, and it shows, because the set was not easy. I mean, it's called the Little Theater for a reason. It's not a creative name. And what we do and what they did, I know a lot of with the builder, Aaron Henley was key on this. We have, I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess 12 to 15 different locations that all happen on the stage at the Little Theater. And it's all, due to a fantastic production staff. And like I said, it's the 27 Yankees of the life members.
Well, that is very unusual because, in most cases, if one set or maybe two where it takes place, and I just assume that when this couple was flown in from wherever, that it all took place in some office in New York or something like that.
No, it takes place in a university. So George is an employee of a university, and basically, in my mind, basically of a banquet, or a basement of. I keep seeing like the Cathedral of Learning is what I see, and there they are stuck in the basement of the Cathedral of Learning. So when you walk into the set, and I'm not giving away any secrets or anything. I mean, if you take a look at the little theater on Facebook or something, you'll see the pictures. It is this beautiful stacked of colorful archives that was put together by the team, the production team there. It's about 300 feet high. That might be an exaggeration, but it's very high.
Oh, wow.
And it's
I'll have to go look at that tonight.
Yes, you might be remembering this a little differently than I am, but it's just stacked archive of what is perceived to be just, you know, files and files and tapes of ancient lost languages.
So this character that Phil Ball plays, you said his name is George?
Yes.
He's a linguist, and he's trying to develop a database of these dying out languages. Is that the deal?
His passion and what he wakes up for in the morning every day is capturing languages for reasons that are specific to him that I do believe kind of come out during the play. He is married to a character by the name of Mary, which is played by Heidi Nichols. And again, I'm not telling any tales out of school. In the first scene of the play, Mary comes to George and says, I no longer want to be married to you. And that comes as a big shock to George. So we find this character who is passionate about languages, not being able to find the right words to have to stop his wife from leaving. And she gives him opportunity after opportunity. And after every opportunity, George just can't quite put the words together. And to make life even more difficult for George is he has an assistant at the archive. Her name is Emma, played by Megan Flannery. And Emma has a mondo crush on George. And George, again, just doesn't have it in him to make that connection make that connection with Emma or his wife.
So this is the great irony then. This is a linguist. That's his profession. That's his career. But he can't come up with the correct words to deal with his personal life.
Right.
And he's a linguist who can't communicate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does his wife eventually leave him or...
Well, yeah, I mean, and by eventually, I mean right at the top of the show. So, so what's really kind of interesting about it is that happens right near the top, and then we see Alta and Reston come in, and there they are. They are married for X amount of years, and they, right at the top there, start as basically these guiding lights of... what a successful relationship looks like. And through a little drama in the play, there's a little bit of a curveball that maybe doesn't let them necessarily convey that directly, occasionally directly, but not as directly as probably you would think. So the other characters that are layered there kind of assist the other, George, Mary, and Emma along the way to kind of fill in the blanks on what makes a relationship and how to develop a relationship and make it stronger.
Dennis, your character and Nedra's husband and wife, do they speak any English at all, or is it all this fictional language that you talk on stage?
Well, as we said earlier, the play uses humor to make points about relationships and marriage. So I don't want to give away too much because then people won't spend their $13 and buy a ticket. But I think the play is very interesting. It's the kind of show I really like because it is humorous. It does convey a message, but it does so with a wiffle ball bat, not a baseball bat. So I think the audience will really connect with it.
But I do want to make it clear that we do speak in English. The LOA is thrown in there. So I don't want people thinking that they're going to come there and sit there like they're at an Italian opera and we're going to have, you know, subtitles.
What do they call those, optrans or something?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we speak in English, and occasionally the Elowian comes out, mostly spoken by me.
And that's actually an interesting point. And I'm not going to make eye contact with them when I say this, because I'm going to say something nice, and I feel like if I make eye contact, that's going to make it real weird.
It is weird.
But so both Dennis and Nedra have several lines where they don't speak English, but they were given the task to make those basically, I'm going to say, gibberish words, because there are no language that exists currently, meaning. And some of the most powerful points in the show to me are when you see Dennis and Nedra connecting with made-up words that you're not going to find in any dictionary, and conveying a bond. And that is, again, one of the underlining messages of the show. No matter what language you're speaking, when you're connecting, you're connecting. And that's some of the good work that they do.
Well, you can tell Casey is a good director, because in the early stages of rehearsal, I tried laying Klingon on him, and he cut that off right away. He would not allow me to use that. So, but, you know, you experiment.
I didn't know that you were able to speak Klingon.
Well, apparently I wasn't pulling it off as well as I thought I was.
Does anybody know how new this show is? Because it strikes me as something that would have been written almost as a response to the great disconnect that we have today with, you know, everybody has a cell phone, everybody can text all the time, you can Skype, you can do all this kind of stuff, and yet perhaps not really communicate the way we used to face-to-face.
Yeah, I think I've seen it anywhere between 2009 to 2012. There's different productions that have taken place.
So it's fairly new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, she could have gotten the idea. Julia Cho, is that the author? She could have gotten the idea, I guess, from the...
What I like is you said Julia Cho with your little question in your voice, and the three of us nodded. Which, it's radio,
yeah.
Right? So, like,
I nodded, too.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The reason that I was questioning, there's another woman with a name very similar to that, and I keep thinking that I mispronounced. Isn't there someone named Julia Chow?
How about Julia Child?
No, that's she's very different.
You mean Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
Oh yeah, she's overrated.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Anyway,
this show opens this Friday night, by the way, and tickets are available from the Butler Little Theater. Get them online. From what I understand, the vast majority of people are now reserving their tickets online. At bltgroup.org. Can they still do it?
You can still
phone?
Call in.
Still
call the theater.
Evening box office
from
hours?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 in the evenings. Don't call on Thursday, though, because there won't be anybody there
right.
On Thanksgiving.
Right. We do have our limitations, so we can take Thursday off.
I never did this show, but I've always thought that was a bit of a challenge. Because this show always opens the day after Thanksgiving. So you go through, you know, the final week of rehearsals, you got tech week, suddenly you got lights and props and makeup and everything. And then you have to skip a day. I'm assuming you have your final dress tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Yes.
We're actually being reviewed tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But then you skip a day before opening night, and I always thought that would be a little bit scary, you know?
You know, it's funny. I have done this time slot. Well, since Dennis and I moved back, we've done this time slot every year for the past 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But prior to that, I enjoyed this time slot because I was a teacher. And I had Monday and Tuesday off for vacation. So while we were dark on Monday, I had Tuesday when I didn't have to teach. And I could just go and do it. So I liked this time slot for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good, from what I understand, people who founded the Butler Little Theater, lo, these many decades ago, they thought this would be a great weekend to have a new show because there's lots of visitors who are back in town visiting family. And you have your big turkey dinner on Thursday, and then, well, what do we do now? Well, there's a new show opening at the Little Theater. This weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, still have a Sunday matinee, don't they?
Correct. At 2:30.
And then all next week, Tuesday through Saturday. The theater is dark on Monday, as theaters all over the world are. I guess that really stems from the equity companies, the professional companies in London and New York, where they will often do a matinee and an evening show on Saturday and Sunday, and the actors just kind of need a little time off.
Right.
Rest their voices.
And, of course, nobody wants to go out on Monday anyway, so that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, we have to stay home on Monday to do our laundry.
We'll take a break. We'll chat for a few more minutes with our guests from the Butler Little Theater's production of The Language Archive, opening this weekend. Back with more on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR, right after these words.
Tobacco for Less is perfect if you like to think big. Tobacco for Less is Western Pennsylvania's largest glass emporium, which has hundreds of glass pipes, a custom walk-in humidor stocked with a huge selection of cigars, and a 19-foot vape juice bar. They're always stocked with standard tobacco products, and their health and wellness department maintains a wide selection of CBD products. Tobacco for Less is always expanding and adding to their product lines. Be sure to check out their Sharon location that has just added a large health and wellness department. Stop by one of their locations in Butler, Sharon, or Aliquippa for all your smoking and vaping needs.
Good Samaritan Hospice offers an educational resource to support you who care for your frail or ill loved ones. SeriousIllness.org/Pittsburgh. As experts in serious illness, we have worked with families providing pain and symptom management, emotional and spiritual support, and so much more. Choose Good Samaritan Hospice, 1-800-720-2557.
From great breakfast specials to hosting holiday parties, Michael's Restaurant is the place to be in Butler County. Start your day with a satisfying breakfast, then begin planning a holiday party at Michael's. They have a party room for approximately 20 people for Christmas parties or family get-togethers. Call today to reserve your date. Pumpkin pies and apple dumplings are now available.
Welcome back. Nice to have you with us. Nice to have guests with us from the Butler Little Theater's upcoming production of The Language Archive, which opens this Friday night, live on the Howard Street stage. Casey Bowser is the director. You mentioned earlier the 80-year history. Is it this season or next season?
Next season.
That's next season, and it's actually kind of a nice little fact here that the Play Reading Committee chair is also sitting with us for the 80th season, and that's Mr. Dennis Casey.
Yeah.
So you're already at work on trying to plan what's going to happen in the next season?
Yeah. We're deep into that, and we've got some great plays that we're reading, and we've actually fallen a little bit behind. We're probably about 2 weeks behind where I wanted to be, and that's really because of the show. It's funny because Casey is on the committee. Nedra's on the committee. Becky Plymouth is on the committee, and Phil is on the committee. So we've got seven people on the committee, and five of the seven people are involved in this show. So we've come to a little bit of a speed bump here, and it's primarily my fault because I haven't been able to push us and it's just, you know, when you get this close to production time for a show, it's you get focused on this. And to be blunt, I'm taking the blame for it because I warned those committee members that I was still going to try and push them, and life gets in the way. So,
well, there are a number of different ways that groups approach a significant anniversary like this. Sometimes they, you know, want to do repeats of shows that they had done decades ago, but then, you know, you run the risk of can you do it again as good as you wanted to. I know last night Turner Classic Movies, which is the TV channel that I watch more than anything else, one of my top 10 all-time movies was on. Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Yeah.
The original version from 1939. with Robert Delnatte and Greer Garson, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful film. They remade that.
In
the 70s or maybe 80s.
Like right around 1970, I think it was.
Yeah, with, Petula Clark.
Yep.
And who played the Robert Delnatte part? Oh, gosh,
It was pretty good. I can't remember who did it, but it
was
a
musical.
Musical version. No, I didn't see that.
But it just didn't, I've seen it, but my reaction when it's always, well, it didn't quite live up to the first one.
I did not see the musical version. No.
Well, you didn't miss
much. No, I was going to say, it was probably intentional on my part if they were doing a musical version.
We mentioned Becky Plamo. She's producing this show for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And did we mention all the other cast members?
That's it, yep.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
There are only five of us.
I guess I was confused because some of you are playing multiple roles.
Yeah, people get tired of seeing Nedra and I.
So we just put a hat on you and we'll see you again.
We do look a little bit
different. Didn't I just see that guy?
No, we do look a little bit different in our roles. And I have different accents too.
I'm kind of anxious to see, especially after Nedra's somewhat cryptic remark about the costumes. Oh yeah, so we've got the costumes. Is this going to be one of those things where you walk on stage and people are going to start laughing before you even say anything?
There was a picture in the Eagle.
Certainly, the first time. First time we walk out there, I expect some chuckles. This, as I said to Marge Banker did our costumes, and as I said to Marge when I saw my costume the first time, I looked her in the eye and I said, well, this won't be the dumbest thing I ever wore on stage, but it will be on the list.
And I said to Marge, I don't mind looking silly. So, I'm not a diva who has to be dressed up all the time. I enjoy looking silly.
Well, that just makes me ask, when I asked Dennis, what was the dumbest thing that you ever wore on stage?
Well, when I was in college, I was in a production of a play called The Lark, which is the story of Joan of Arc. And I played the Prince Dauphin.
The Dauphin.
Which is the French prince. And I wore what could only be called a skirt. Because it was a very short skirt.
It was nice.
With tights. And I had extremely bony knees at the time. And I'm up on like the Dauphin's throne. It's a quite elevated position from a perspective of the audience. And the audience could see, the audience could see all the way to Jericho, if you would. And I kept trying to convince the director that was just not a good look, and I'm still trying to live that down. It's 50 some years later.
And the first 60 people who buy tickets, so we're going to pass out that photo of Dennis. Now that's a lie, but boy, do I wish it was the truth.
I had to teach him how one sits in a short skirt in a chair. Because we went to college
together.
That's
right. You guys said, did you meet there? Or no, you
both from Butler. We met in seventh grade. Nedra and I met in seventh grade chorus. And she had the good sense not to date me
all through college.
Junior high, high school,
and
college.
It wasn't until after.
No, we didn't have our first date till we were out of college almost 2 years. But she, by that time, she had run through all the available men in Butler County. So,
okay, getting back to the show.
Well, it's a quirky comedy with a little bit of romance and certainly a message, which I think resonates in today's society, Casey.
That's really kind of what drew me to it. I mean, I like zany comedies. 2 years ago, everybody here was took part in the Little Theater's production of Boeing Boeing, and that was a heck of a lot more slapstick than what this is. So I like zany, but I really, really also have a spot for shows with heart, and I think that is what I like about this show the best. I mean, it's a puzzle, and you have to put together the little pieces, but when you put them all together. It's got a message and a heart, and that's what I really, really, really like about the piece.
You will laugh, but you will. There will also be times when there will be tears in your eyes and you will cry.
Oh, that's a good show.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Language Archive opens this Friday night, runs through the weekend, and then all next week at the Butler Little Theater live on stage. The Little Theater, in case you've never been there, is just off North Main Street at the bottom of North Main Street Hill. This would be a good show to see if you've never been there before. Tickets online at bltgroup.org or at the Butler Little Theater's Facebook page, or you can call the box office between 7 and 9 in the evenings. Nice to have you all here.
Thank you, Dave.
Always, thanks, Dave.
Always fun to chat.
You always learn something new, right?
Well, I always laugh, that's for sure. More to come on It's Your Turn. Stick around. We'll take a break and be back to talk with John Paul here in just a couple of minutes. Be right back.
Like it or not, winter is coming. Not to worry, West End Tire and Service has over 400 snow tires in stock for cars and light-duty trucks. They also sell tires for large trucks, trailers, heavy equipment, skid loaders, backhoes, and more. With a vast selection of Cooper tires, West End Tire and Service prides itself on offering the same great installation and service as Siemens provided for years. Plus, they have the same great staff, too. Call 724-287-6973 or stop by West End Tire Service today, West Cunningham Street in Butler.
Here's a gift idea for somebody special on your holiday gift list. How about a gift certificate from Butler Motor Tours? They'd be glad to help you out. You can get a gift certificate for any particular amount, and then you can give it to Grandma or a special person on your list. They can decide where they'd like to go and use your gift certificate toward the cost of their trip. So they decide where they want to go. You help them get there. Butler Motor Tours, a local company. They're on South Monroe Street in Butler. You know, they've been taking folks from our area to places near and far for over 75 years. Give them a call or stop in. They'll be glad to help you out with a holiday gift certificate. Butler Motor Tours. Check them out online for some of their trip offerings. Their website is easy to remember. It's butlerbus.com. Butlerbus.com. Butler Motor Tours, gift ideas for the holidays. Butler Motor Tours online at butlerbus.com. In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Going Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time. If I'm trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels, with Going Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Going Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex. Your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Going Postal Butler. Welcome back, good friends. Great to have you with us on this really almost spring-like day here in Butler. It's just beautiful outside with sunshine, temperatures already well up into the 50s. Hard to believe that we're 2 days away from Thanksgiving. And the holiday season is just around the corner. John Paul is here, the executive director of the Butler Transit Authority. John, good to see you.
Great to see you, Dave.
If it's holiday time, then it must be getting close to time to stuff the bus.
It is. And I see other organizations are already stuffing cruisers and other buses, but we're going to stuff the bus event. We've added some dates and times for people to make it a little bit easier and hopefully get some more gifts for the children and also non-perishable goods.
Well, tell us about this program for folks who are not familiar with it. I know you've done it for several years.
Yeah, we collect in cooperation with the Salvation Army, who does the distribution. We collect non-perishable goods, canned foods, and then unwrap new toys, children's clothing sizes 5 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that Saturday from noon to 3 prior to the parade. when everybody's getting ready down on Main Street. You know, people can drop it off, or they can also drop off at our West Newcastle Street location. And then Sunday after the parade, from 1 to 5 at the Clearview Mall. And then we've added a third time, Sunday, December 8th, from 10 to 5 in the Target parking lot. So there's three times and places that individuals can help out the less fortunate in our community.
Where will the bus be this Saturday, parade day?
It'll be at the People's Building, the pre-parade.
Oh, okay. Right on Main North Street. Main Street downtown, yes. Right in the heart of downtown.
Yes.
Or the new bus terminal location is in the 100 block of West Newcastle Street.
Correct.
Also right downtown. Will this be the Santa bus? Is that what people should look for?
It will be the Santa bus. It's already decorated and ready to go down in the garage. Unfortunately, this nice weather is not going to hold through the parade, as I see the extended forecast.
Well, you never know.
But there's been great turnouts the last number of years. Ever since we went to the nighttime parade, it's just amazing to me the number of people and the number of children that line the streets. Mm-hmm. It's very, very nice.
We had one parade, it's, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago now, where it snowed during the afternoon. And I know there were people putting their floats together and preparing, and it was snowing up a storm, but people still came out. It was wonderful, you know. In fact, it was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, that does get you in the holiday mood.
That's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the Butler Transit Authority, the bus, mass transit for our region. And don't forget, that now includes commuter service to and from Pittsburgh.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And next year, starting in January, the third full week of the month in January, February, March, April, and May are free to the public. You know, if you're commuting or you just want to go downtown Pittsburgh and then come back, you can do that, and you can find out more information about that at butlertransit.com. And people, you know, if they're interested, need to look and see if it fits their schedule. Obviously, we have four routes in the morning, two go down Route 8 and two go down out Route 68 and down 79. They all end in downtown Pittsburgh and drop off near the U.S. Steel Building. And then pick up is at the busway up behind where the train station was, at the old train station in Pittsburgh.
I know, don't know the exact address, but it's near Liberty Avenue there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's right on the other side of the U.S. Steel Building. Well, now the UPMC building, I guess. That dates me. I called it the U.S. Steel Building. Service from for southwestern residents of the county out of the park and ride at 528. We are in cooperation with Newcastle Transit. There's six runs in the morning and seven runs in the afternoon back in and out of downtown. So whether they use our bus to go in and Newcastle to come back, or Newcastle to go in and our bus to come out, you would need two different fare cards. But it's quite good because you actually have 15 to 20 minute service levels out of that location for people. And we're gonna start doing flag stops. We've been doing them on Route 8, where people can just go out and flag down the bus, and you'll be able to do that on Route 68. Obviously, you can't do that on 79, mm-hmm. but in 279. But before we get to the park and ride at 528, you can also park at Evans City. But for people who live along there or want to just catch the bus along that corridor, we now do flag stops, and so they can get on and off.
That's something I never heard of before. That's pretty interesting.
Yes. It's more convenient for some people. And then in case you work along that corridor, you know, maybe you because it doesn't take long to stop and let someone off and pick somebody up. So, you know, it's not like multiple riders.
Here in the United States, we're just not as acclimated to using mass transit as they are in every European country that I've ever visited. I've been blessed to go to Ireland many, 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 many times, and people in Dublin, they would think you were nuts if you wanted to drive. You know, what are you, crazy? What are you talking about? You just, you know, you take the DART or the Lewis or any of the mass transit things. We don't do that here. I don't commute to Pittsburgh every day, obviously. But if I did, I couldn't imagine not taking the bus instead of driving. I mean, you could read, you could do anything, you could listen to music, you could do anything you want. You could nap, for that matter, on your way to and from instead of having to drive.
Yeah, as I tell people, you know, we have free Wi-Fi, and we also have USB ports to, you know, re-energize your equipment, you know, for what you want to use, if your laptop or whatnot. But, yeah, you can sleep if you want, and they're more comfortable, more leg room than any airline that I've been on.
That's for sure.
Because we do have it, and they're very, very nice. They're clean vehicles. Pretty quiet because we're using CNG. There's no diesel. There's only one diesel vehicle left in the fleet, and that's the Santa Bus.
Hmm.
That's the trolley.
Everything else is powered by compressed natural gas.
Yes, yes. Hmm. So we finally made that full conversion here this past year. And so the buses are clean and obviously not putting out the pollution like they did at one point. And so environmentally friendly. And people, you know, this free week thing is to get people to try it and see if they like it. And then we also have a program where you can bring a friend. You know, and if you bring a friend, then, you know, we'll give you you can get a free 15-day pass. You got a 15-trip pass. So you got to sign up for that prior to. And you can find that information, at butlertransit.com.
So just for people to see how convenient it is, how easy it is, especially during drive times, you know, morning and afternoon, on the rare occasions that I've had to go to Pittsburgh during the afternoon drive time or come home, it's just a nightmare. I mean, you know, I'm a nervous wreck. Sit back, relax, take the bus.
Yes.
What's the normal fare, by the way? If I wanted to take the commuter bus into Pittsburgh tomorrow morning, what would I pay?
Well, I don't want to date you, but if you're over 65, you can get a pass and ride free. And that's also locally and there.
I thought that was just the local buses. I didn't realize that.
No, it's for Pittsburgh, too.
Huh?
Yeah. So, and actually, it's for if once you get your card, it's good at any public transit in Pennsylvania. But to answer your question, the cash fare is $5. We have a phone app with Token Transit. You can go on and pay your fare on your phone and then have the trips right on your phone and use that to board and on the buses. If you buy a 31-trip pass, that drops you down below $4 a trip, and a 15-trip pass, you're at $4 a trip. So pretty economical, about $8 for the day round trip. That's less than your parking, let alone the wear and tear on your vehicle.
Far less than the parking. Have you checked out the fees in the downtown Pittsburgh parking garages lately?
Yeah, they're going up, and they're building more garages on the North Shore. But you know, we're going downtown now.
What time does the first bus head out of Butler to Pittsburgh in the morning, do you know?
It's around 5:30 a.m. Mm. Yeah. You know, get people down there around 7, you know. The first bus is a little quicker. As you get later in the day, the traffic picks up, and you know we're going with the traffic. We don't have any priority. Although on the 68 run, it's a little quicker, and down 79, we do use the HOV lane from the north into downtown. Depending on the time of day, sometimes it's quicker to take the HOV. Sometimes it's a little quicker just to, you know, depending on congestion, just to take 79 straight through.
You're talking with John Paul, the executive director of the Butler Transit Authority. We need to take a break, so let's do that, and we'll be back and continue our conversation in just a moment or so. I'll be right back.
Applewood Chiropractic has wellness plans designed to assist with treatment and preventative care and include 6 bioimpedance analyses per year to help with wellness and fitness goals. Plus, you'll receive discounts on services and supplements like laser therapy or hemp extract oil. And some insurance companies may even cover your wellness plan with unlimited fitness center use. For details, call 724-283-0518. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive in Butler.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-
866-874-7483. John Paul visiting with us. John is the executive director of the Butler Transit Authority. So all of the buses in the entire fleet, with one exception, are now fueled by compressed natural gas.
Yes. We got the station finally completed this last year, and so we had temporary fueling for a while, but our station's up and running here. We haven't been able to get public fueling station because we need access from the end of the Picklegate Bridge area and direct access into the CDC's development there.
Might that come at some point? Or?
I've been working on it for 20 years to get it back on what's called the Transportation Improvement Plan.
Yeah, the TIP plan.
Yes.
TIP.
Yes, and the STIP is the State Transportation Improvement Plan. And it was on, that was on the TIP before I got this job, and they took it off shortly before I got this job because I've been in this job now 20 years. And it's remarkably how hard it is to get something back on after it's been taken off.
I thought, and what we're talking about, folks, if you're, say you're coming into Butler from Point South, Pittsburgh, Penn Township, whatever, coming up Route 80, come across the Picklegate Bridge, local officials would like to have direct access into that part of the former Pullman complex to get to the main offices of the Butler Transit Authority. And you can't get there from here, so to speak, at least right now. It's a very circuitous route that you have to take. I thought with the opening of Allegheny Health Network's new cancer facility there that might speed things along, because I'm sure they would like to have more direct access.
I'm sure they would, and I'm sure they would be in cooperation to do that. I understand there's another new business, I think they just announced, it's going to go down in that area. But to be able to get trucks in and out, you know, because that's mainly the CNG users, you can't bring them all. They're not going to go all the way up around how they go now past the credit union and then come down around. It's just not going to.
No,
it's not going to be.
There's
convenient.
A lot of tight turns in there and yes. Everything.
Yeah, and the traffic. So, unfortunately, until that would get fixed, I don't really see public fueling option.
It doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal. I mean, you can, when you come off the Picklegate Bridge, you can see the big yellow rail car there, and you could almost throw a softball to your parking lot, but you can't get there without going all the way around.
Some people sneak across, but it's not really a road per se. They have cut the little path through there. The problem is there's a huge culvert underneath that part of the road.
I didn't know that.
And it's part of the creek that comes down from the high school area off of Whitestown Road.
Oh yes.
And remember a couple years ago that flooded. Well, it goes under that road right there, and then it goes down into the Conequenessing. And so that's the biggest issue. And if you look, if you ever look, there's trees that are down in there. Mm-hmm. You see the top of the trees, but there's another 15, 20 feet of tree underneath the roadway there. So we've looked at possibly a roundabout to be able to fit in there, because you have Whitestown, you have the other road that goes down, you have the trucks coming out from AK Steel, yeah. You've got the other traffic that way off of Whitestown, and then of course Hanson Avenue, and so it's a tricky little intersection because of the way it's been established. So I continue to work on it. The county has looked at it and talked to PennDOT, and the whole thing is to try to find money, which is the hardest thing. To fix it, because it's going to be an expensive fix.
So the only bus that that still runs on diesel is the Santa bus.
Yes, and it will be in the parade this Saturday.
And that's the trolley bus, right? Yes. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, it's the trolley bus. We refurbed it a little bit to get the skin looking a little better and updated it. So it's good for a couple years, and the state let us keep that extra bus because of the uniqueness of it and the visibility of it in the, you know, in the area.
Always gives a smile to my face when I see it coming down the street, you know, because it does look like a trolley, that's for sure. And when you, John and I are talking about the Santa bus, as if everyone knows what we're talking about, you dress up the front of the bus with a hat and a beard and everything. It looks like Santa Claus coming down.
Yes, yeah, and that was a tradition prior to me coming to the Butler Transit Authority, and then we had to get a new suit because the old one wore out, and we had some seamstresses redo that, and Hutchison's cleaners clean it for us every year, and so we've been able to keep it in good shape.
It takes a big Santa suit, folks.
It's bigger than most Santas.
Well, the Santa bus be in the Spirit of Christmas parade this Saturday evening.
Yes, it will. And prior to that, from noon to 3, we're taking donations right down by the People's Building. And then on the next day, Sunday the 1st, from 1 to 5 at the Clearview Mall in front of the food court entrance. And then Sunday, December 8th, from 10 to 5 at the Target parking lot. And that's for unwrapped new toys, children's clothing sizes 5 to 14, and non-perishable canned foods.
The Santa bus and helping a good cause as the transit authorities teaming up again with the Salvation Army to help the less fortunate here in our community. Has it been pretty successful in past years? Yeah.
It's been relatively successful. You know, obviously we get, you know, donations every year. Obviously we're trying to expand it this year to get a little more for the Salvation's distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, anything's a success, Dave, you know, and I greatly appreciate the people that donate every year and the people that have donated in the past.
How's the new location of the downtown bus terminal working out?
I think very well. Obviously, it's right in the heart of town. It's not as busy as it was on Cunningham Street, which was dangerous for people, you know, running across the street to catch a bus. And then it's right down from the public safety building in of the city with the police and fire department. Mm-hmm. So safe location. It's easier. The buses have a longer runway to be able to park 3 buses in a row. Sometimes we had issues with buses with the rear end sticking out into the lane of traffic on Cunningham, and so we've eliminated that danger. So I think all in all, it's ADA accessible, and it's a much better location for the patrons.
I know when it was on East Cunningham Street, first of all, that street in that particular area is one way, 2-lane one way, and people tend to be going pretty fast down through there. So that's a little bit unusual. The old location, folks, was right across from the new tier parking garage there on East Cunningham Street. But you're more centralized now on West Newcastle, and there's just one lane of traffic.
Yes.
It's a one-way street, but it's just one lane. And so it's far less dangerous for people getting on and getting off of buses.
Yes. Yeah, and that was one of the main concerns with safety. You know, we've been very fortunate over the years. I only recall one accident where somebody came up the street, and the sun was, you know, when the sun was in due east there, and, mm-hmm. and they hit the back of a bus. That was about the only accident there. So we've been fortunate, but we want to keep that record intact.
And also, safety factor, especially this time of year when, you know, well, this morning, for example, it was close to 7:30 before the sun came up, and the sun sets this afternoon at like 4:54. A lot of times people are waiting for the bus in the dark, and you are next-door neighbors to the police department now at the new location, so I think that's a factor, too.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Make people a little more comfortable waiting outside. We do close the offices at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good. It was a good move. Yeah, and it seems to be more centrally located too. You know.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Kelly had a lot of fun rerouting the routes.
Make sure you tell her hi for me.
I will do that. I
haven't seen her in a while. Time is, oh my, we still need to get one more break here. Okay, thank you, Pat Parker. Pat's giving me the high sign there on the other side of the glass. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up with John Paul, our guest here on It's Your Turn, right after these words. The Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, located at 140 Newcastle Road. It's about halfway up Newcastle Hill, just down from the State Police Barracks. This is the Butler area's newest funeral home, Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home, the first and only value-designed funeral home, built specifically for that purpose. A funeral home that offers styles, types, and levels of service that others are not able or willing to offer. They can transfer all prearranged funeral services and policies as well. It's an entirely new idea. It's local, and there's a hometown gentleman running the operation, Spencer D. Geibel. Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, 140 Newcastle Road in Butler. Not affiliated with any other funeral home.
Are you looking to buy a house for the first time? At Armco Credit Union, they're known for competitive rates and low fees. But did you know their mortgage specialists will work with you every step of the way to make sure your best interests are served? Call the mortgage department at 724-284-2020 and ask them about their first-time home buyer program that allows a minimum down payment of only 3%. Don't have time to call or visit? Simply apply for a mortgage online, armcocu.com. Armco Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity and is federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. We're going to go over the times when you can help to stuff the bus with John Paul in just a moment. But I do want to review the service to and from Pittsburgh, the commuter service, because it's still, you know, for a lot of people, still relatively new. I'm sure there are people in the Butler area who don't even realize that you could take a commuter service to and from Pittsburgh several times each workday, and in two different paths. One of the trips goes down Route 8, the other one goes down Route 68 to I-79, right?
Yes, that's correct. There's two routes down each way, so there's four times out of Central Butler, and then we have a free park and ride down at the old Kmart area in the Pullman Center area,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a park and ride at Glade Mill for Route 8. And then we do, as I said, we do flag stops there. And then on 68, we're now instituting flag stops there. And also at Evans City Borough, when the pool's not open, at Edco Pool, there's a stop. And then also up at 528. And then that bus expresses into the city from there.
So once you stop at that, and that's a big park and ride lot there at 528 and Route 19, right?
Yes, we rebuilt that from 70 spaces to 330 spaces about 5 years ago. And we're a little bit over half full, so we do have capacity, which was the whole plan, because mm-hmm. you don't want to be full on the first day, so it defeats the purpose. So there is ample space for people to park there for free and then express into town.
No stops from there right into Pittsburgh.
No, and that's coordinated again with Newcastle, where you've got six trips in the morning and six trips out in the afternoon, or seven trips out in the afternoon at different times, about every 15 or 20 minutes in the morning and in the afternoon. So it could be very convenient for people to use.
I know I've talked with many people over the years who say, boy, I wish I could go back to the 1930s and the 1940s whenever we had trolley service from Butler to Pittsburgh. I say, well, you know, we've got it again right now by bus. So spread the word. And coming up starting in January, there'll be 1 week each month where you can ride for free?
Third full week of each month. You can ride for free, and you can find out more information at butlertransit.com on that.
Okay, and one final time now to stuff the bus. And we're looking for clothing and items. Can you go over those age groups again, John?
Sure. Unwrapped toys and children's clothing sizes 5 to 14, and non-perishable canned food goods. And that's going to, again, this Saturday from noon to 3, Main Street at the People's Building. And then the next day, 1 to 5 at the Clearview Mall at the food court entrance. And then Sunday, December 8th, 10 to 5 at the Target parking lot. And again, I want to thank the people that have participated in the past and hopefully and thank the people that are going to participate this year.
Sounds good. John, good to see you.
Great to see you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hope you get lots of turkey and stuffing and gravy and everything you like. And
not to worry, I will.
And a piece of pie or two.
And a happy holiday and Christmas season to you as well.
Thank you very much.
That wraps up our program for today. Enjoy the fine weather. As I said earlier today, this may be the finest day we see until maybe April of next year. Who knows? It's pretty nice out there right now. No Penguin hockey tonight, but we got Pens again tomorrow night, right? Yeah, tomorrow night here on WISR with Mike Lang. Thanks for being with us today. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.